RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea.
This is In Vilner, the academic radio show in English by UNAD, Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. Music, literature, culture, language learning, and more. Stay tuned.
Get to know culture and fun facts from different countries in this section. Culture and Civilization.
This is Silvana.
And this is Leonardo, and welcome to
In Villonair,
the academic radio show in English, I do not.
So what did you do last weekend, Leonardo?
Well, I went out with some friends. We had fun watching some Christmas decorations. It all seems Christmas spirit is back.
It sure is. We'll soon start celebrating.
Talking about celebrations, Silvana, do you know the history behind our Day of the Candles?
Well, all I know is that those candles are lit in honor to the Virgin Mary.
Yes, you're right, but there's more to that.
Please tell us.
Día de las Velitas, Day of the Candles, also known as Día de los Alumbrados, Day of the Lighting, is a traditional celebration of Colombia in honor to the Virgin Mary and the Immaculate Conception. On the evening of December the 7th, or early morning of December the 8th, Colombian families light candles and lanterns in both houses and streets and welcome the Christmas season.
Yes, and according to newspaper El Tiempo, December 8 was declared a festivity by the Pope in 1854 after a pilgrimage made in honor to the Virgin Mary around 431 before Christ. The Pope decided to celebrate that day, bringing light on the principal dome of St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City.
Surfing on the web, I noticed this tradition is becoming very popular worldwide.
Oh, really? Why is that?
I found some comments from different bloggers.
What do they say about it, then?
Here's one. I really like Día de las Velitas because on the street, at least in Pasto, Colombia, you can feel unity in the barrios. Every neighbor from every house inflate balloons. Music is everywhere. Families gather. Kids running and playing, altars to the Virgin made in garages, pilgrimage, food and celebration everywhere.
In sum, this day marks the beginning of the Christmas festivities in Colombia.
Christmas is one of my favorite celebrations. Decoration, music, celebration, family, friends.
And Christmas carols.
You're right. Let's receive Christmas spirit by listening to a cover of a famous Christmas classic song, White Christmas by the Honor Society.
Sure.
Listen and children listen to hear. Christmases be white.
Debate en línea, un programa con temas de interés que escucha la gente.
Sintonícenos todos los lunes a las 3 de la tarde por la radio UNAD Virtual. Debate en línea, desde Colombia para el mundo.
Educación para todos, una producción del programa de comunicación social del SEAD UNAD Pasto, transmitiendo nuestras vivencias para toda la comunidad nacional e internacional. Escúchenos en Radio UNAD Virtual todos los lunes, 2:30 de la tarde. Educación para todos, donde la academia tiene su espacio.
Interesting, fun, attractive, space designed just for you who love music, movies, and books. Do you know which are the top 10 trilogies of all times?
Well, I guess Matrix is one of them.
Yes, and there's another one, The Lord of the Rings.
Oh, you're absolutely right. That's one of the best movies I have ever watched.
But have you read the books?
Honestly, no. But I bet they are even more interesting than the movie.
Well, Cesar Garcia interviewed an expert on this field. He has read all the book collection, so he knows what he talks about.
Interesting. Let's hear what he has to say. Go on, Cesar.
Welcome to all our listeners out there on Invilon Earth. Today we have a special guest, a person who is going to share his opinion about the lore of the rings. Dear Edgar, welcome to our program.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Okay, to start talking, I really want to ask you, who wrote The Lord of the Rings?
Of course. The Lord of the Rings was written by John Ronald Reuel Tolkien. He was born in Bloemfontein, South Africa. He was also a very famous and prestigious member of Oxford's faculty, as well as a very renowned linguist, teacher, and writer. Also, he was a folklorist of sorts.
Great. Would you mind to share us a brief summary about this book?
Of course. First of all, it's important to remember that The Lord of the Rings is actually divided in three parts. The first one is called The Fellowship of the Ring. The second one is The Two Towers, and the third one is The Return of the King. In a nutshell, this book pretty much explains the great task of carrying a ring which is capable of destroying the entire Middle Earth. This task is entrusted to a small character called a hobbit, or somehow of dwarf, actually. It's more like a dwarf. Yet again, it is also to notice that the hobbits were created by Tolkien, so we could pretty much say that they were an invention of his own. Now, during the first book, the Fellowship of the Ring is formed. This is actually a group of people who are chosen by a higher council to deliver this ring and destroy it in the place where the Dark Lord resides, who is actually the Lord of the Rings. The Two Towers narrates the adventures that they have to go through in order to reach the Dark Lord's lair, and The Return of the King is actually the final part, in which they actually manage to destroy the ring and also restore peace in the Middle Earth.
What could be a major difference between the book and the movie?
What's your opinion? Well, perhaps one of the biggest differences is the lack of one character in the movie, Tom Bombadil. He appears on the first book, The Fellowship of the Ring, whereas on the movie he is absolutely ignored. This is a very interesting and somehow enigmatic character, since this ring that they have to carry seems to have an ominous power on whoever touches it. Tom Bombadil actually manages to have the ring on his hand and suffer absolutely no consequence for that. I believe that's a major flunk, since this character, even if not part of the main cast, should have been mentioned at least in the movie.
Edgar, would you consider this book have had any cultural impact on the mankind?
Indeed, indeed it has. Now, this book, what it does actually is to act as a matter of call back to a more simple age. As I previously said, Tolkien, he was a folklorist, so he uses a lot of elements from different mythological creeds and different mythological beliefs. He uses dragons and wizards. He also uses some beings called Ents, which happen to be men tree. Well, half man and half tree. I certainly believe it have had a very deep cultural impact, since it has opened up many people's eyes concerning traditional beliefs and cultural and mythological subjects.
Well, you've listened to him, Edgar Torres, Adrian, on this important book, The Lord of the Rings. Thank you very much for joining us, and I really appreciate our listeners, your attention. See you next time. Thank you, Edgar.
Listen to the latest news happening in the university. Where? Right here on UNAD Today.
People in Willa are very happy today.
Oh, really? What's that?
Well, the governor of Willa, Carlos Mauricio Iriarte Barrios, and the departmental secretary of education, Marta Cecilia Medina, signed a contract with the UNAD.
That's fantastic, but what's that for?
Well, Adolf has all the information about it.
And is he going to share it with us?
Sure. Go on, Adolfo.
Sure, go on, Adolfo.
Hi, welcome to In Bill on Air. This is Adolfo León Restrepo bringing you the latest news at UNAD Today. The governor of Huila, Carlos Mauricio Iriarte Barrios, and the departmental secretary of education, Marta Cecilia Medina, signed a contract with the UNAD. The Open and Distance National University team is led by the director of CCAV NEIVA, Jaime Joaquín Murcia Narváez. It has a main objective to improve the English language competence of the citizens in the department of Huila for better communication with the world, so they can insert in the global economy and cultural opening, taking into account the Law 115 of 1994 and the National Bilingualism Plan 2004-2019, decreed by the National Ministry of Education. The program Willa One Way has as aims to improve the quality of teaching learning processes of English in the official educational institutions of the 35 municipalities, to develop a program of English B2 level according to the Common European Framework of Reference for 90 English teachers who are in level B1 of the 35 municipalities of the Department of Huila, to develop workshops for English teachers of Huila on the teaching of English learning in children and youth, to develop workshops for English teachers of Huila on designing questions, pruebas saber, to select and provide the necessary to those students with the best pruebas de saber results and their teachers for the immersion programs to be held nationally. In other news, the Education Science School, EFSEDU, develops in partnership with the University of Granada the Specialization Diploma in Evaluation of Distance Education through Virtual Environments, Innovative Perspectives, Strategies and Instruments that grant certification to over 50 teachers from universities, UNAD, Santiago de Cali, and UNAD of Mexico. The course is led among others, José Antonio Ortega Carrillo, Doctor in Education Sciences and Director of the International Research Group TAIS, University of Granada in Spain. Dr. Clara Pedraza, Education Sciences School Dean, is supported by the experience of the International Research Group Educational Technology and Social Research, consisting of 30 doctors and a group of aspiring doctors, magister 11 Latin American universities, coordinated by the University of Granada, which has developed over the past two decades various network projects funded by European and Latin American institutions, focused on innovation of distance education in virtual environments. Universities from the perspectives communicational, educational psychology, curriculum, organizational, and technological educational. This is intended to give the evaluation an innovative way by using strategies and tools based on a formative model, horizontal and democratic. It will also help to develop a prototype evaluation of a distance education program in a virtual environment that meets the program and university user needs. The diploma is a step to consolidate the processes of teaching skills in order to enhance the pedagogical model of UNAD in the terms set by the 2015 Development Plan, Education for Everyone with Global Quality. And these were the news at UNAD Today, brought to you by Inbil On Air.
Thank you very much, Adolfo. That's really good news. Jingle bells, jingle, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Yeah, yeah, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. We'll dash him through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
Coordinación de Medios y Mediaciones Pedagógicas de la UNAD, Zona de Occidente, los invita a escuchar Tango U. Cátedra en Tiempos de Tango, RV, para la audiencia global en línea.
Llega a Radio UNAD Virtual, Rumba Criolla, una manera original de escuchar lo tradicional. Viernes 4 de la tarde, Rumba Criolla, solo por la RV.
Thank you for listening to us. We look forward to your emails, comments, and tweets.
And remember, if you're listening to Invil On Air, you're listening to the best academic radio show online.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual.